Greetings, programs. Welcome to Coming Attractions on. Come on.
It's still so good.
I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are co-is G. Ryan, real quick before we start, you did a suck-in. Did you just see what movie we were doing this week?
Of course I did. Yeah. Okay. Because I mentioned it in text earlier. Yeah. I came up.
That's right. Yeah. You challenged me on it.
I did not.
That challenge cannot lay just out there in the ether. But he's suave, he's chivalrous, and he's utterly heroic. When sinners strike, call on the saint. That, of course, is the tagline from Roger Moore's The Saint. But we're not watching that one because it's from 1962 and a TV show, right? Or is it a movie?
I think it was a TV, I think.
I thought it was a TV.
Yeah.
But we're, of course, watching the 1997 Val Kilmer classic, The Saint. When is the last time you guys have watched The Saint? Bell to bell, not just a couple.
I don't know.
I mean, I think you know my answer.
1997
is when he watched
it. No, I think he watched it the next year. I don't think he went and watched it in theaters. I think
I might have seen this at theaters. Yeah.
Do you see this?
I seem to remember seeing it.
Yeah.
Who remembers 1997? No, I know we do it all the time. Yes. I don't remember watching The Saint. A distinct possibility we all saw The Saint in theaters.
Yeah. We needed some cold fusion, right? Like we needed it.
Okay. Which is your favorite Saint?
None of
persona that he takes on. No, you got to have a favorite.
Can you list them for me?
Sure. There's Australian thief guy in the beginning. Australian, right?
The goofy guy. Toothy guy.
He has a mustache. No, goofy toothy old man is like a reporter who's there to expose Elizabeth Shue. That's so another terrible. Good one.
It's there's
the artist where you like gets. Well, I could do this. I haven't watched this movie in years, by the way. He cuts his head and like they bang after that because he's like the artist, he's pain, and there's more.
They're all bad.
No, I love watching actors play other versions of themselves. It's great.
Yeah,
of course it's about cold fusion and, you know, curing the world's energy problems.
Yes.
Yeah,
and we're enjoying that cold fusion today.
Well, maybe the real life Simon Templar was killed. And cold fusion didn't get out there. Now we're just stuck, you know, with Exxon. I'm trying to think what Boris the Blade. There's also the German guy because he steals something from him. I love this movie. All right. Did you like it in 1997 when you watched it, or were you your normal? No, it's not that great selves.
I probably liked it the first time I saw it. I'm not gonna lie. I don't remember, but over rewatches and whatever, I think it's pretty. Just subpar and goofy, but I have not watched in quite a while. I think I watched a piece of it a few years ago, but did not stay for the journey. So maybe
it went to commercial and you walked away from The Saint,
or I had something. Who knows? There's a million reasons.
More important. Your kids were already born. You're not missing a labor.
Who knows? I don't remember.
Like, wife, hold on for like hour and 30. We're going to watch The Saint. We'll be at the hospital right after that. Just hold on.
Yeah. So what if I was like on my way to work or something? It's like, all right, forget it. I'll be late by 2 hours. The Saint's on. Is that what you're saying?
So if you're driving to work, you watch on your phone, like while you drive?
I don't watch TV while I drive. No, I'm saying.
Okay, that's good.
I'm trying to give a scenario where you would like say if it was like on, you just happen to actually sit on your remote while you're putting your shoes on. And the TV popped on, and there was The Saint. Would you be like, "Ugh, I gotta call out sick"?
There's one saving grace that you could avoid it.
No, your DVR is broken. You can't. No,
it's not DVR. It's not. If it's the child Saint, like when he's in the orphanage before he grows up, and the flashback.
Uh huh. You can walk away from that.
You can walk away, but if you see Val Kilmer or Elizabeth Shue, you're stuck.
All right. I don't know. I think you can walk away from it, honestly, but it's out there.
You've never watched TV in your car, by the way, ever? What if you're in traffic? You just got to, like, you know, you put on YouTube.
I'm sure I've watched a clip that you guys have sent me if I'm in a light or something like that, but I'm not like driving with my knees trying to watch TV. No, that seems reckless.
Well, no, don't you have like a clip in thing that you can clip your phone in?
I do not.
You watch Shawshank Redemption while you drive.
No, remind me not to drive next to you. I do not do that. I don't. I got enough podcasts and everything. I don't need to have video on while I'm driving. I don't. I'm not saying I'm 100% not guilty of that, like in a light or something, but I'm not plugging a TV. I can't say I've ever tried to watch a TV
show. I got TV an hour show. Plus commute. I got to watch Escape from L.A. at least on the way to work. Get like 45 minutes there and 45 back.
No, I got plenty of other things. It's not happening. You get like a heads up display on your windshield so you can just watch through the traffic.
That would be so dangerous.
Yeah, it sounds dangerous already. I'll let you know.
Well, no, in my vision, like, it's just down there. I can just glance at it for a scene, but I'm only to a movie that I've seen 100 times. I don't need to be glued to.
Like, but officer, the Saint was on. Like, oh, okay, we'll let you off with a warning this time.
I'll go to a movie I watched this week, Hell or High Water. I'll be like, officer, Hell or High Water, you seen it? I'll start it from the beginning. Let's go. Let's drive somewhere.
I mean, it's a good movie, but I'm not watching it while I'm driving. I'll just lay that down. It's not happening.
So do you guys think The Saint is going to hold up?
It's possible. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll give it a go. I'm thinking it's not going to be that great, but you never know. I say, yeah, let's do it. It'll hold up. Everything I remember.
Well, with that ring endorsement, I think it's on Max. I forgot to check.
The fact that you remember all the different characters is shockingly stunning.
Well, yeah. When was the last time you watched it?
I watched it a couple years ago, probably. Two, three, four.
That's more reasonable. It's not like he's remembering those characters from watching it in the 90s.
Well, I'm sure he owns it on DVD.
A 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
1,000,000% I own it on DVD. Like, you guys are telling me you don't have this in your collections right now.
I don't.
Are you sure you don't have a digital copy of The Saint?
I'll have to check.
I'm positive I don't have a digital copy. It's more likely that I have a DVD around that I don't know about.
Well, I'm pretty sure I have the digital copy. But if you don't at home, it is playing on Max.
Okay.
But I mean, before you go to Max, check your DVD collection. I'm sure you have a copy of The Saint in there starring Val Kilmer and Elizabeth Shue.
You might just check like the bargain bin at like your local grocery store too. You might find it for like $5. It might be in there.
It's been $5 for years. I think I might have paid $10.
Do they still have those, by the way, those bins of DVDs at the grocery store?
Yeah. When was the last time you went to your local Walmart? They have giant ones.
I have no local Walmart, so I don't.
What about Germantown?
That is not local. You're driving it's that 20 far? Minutes.
No, well, I have one less than a mile from my house.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go to Target. There's like 3-4 closer than going to Germantown to go there. So,
I don't know. We have sad breaking news. I don't like that kind of breaking news. It's going to. The Best Buy.
Yeah, I think all the Best Buys have gotten rid of them.
They got rid of CDs and it's crazy.
Oh, you know, Tom sent me a question. He's like, where are you going to buy all your DVDs now? Best Buy doesn't have it. I was like, Target still has one aisle. Yeah, of all their
now,
DVDs.
But it's, for now, it's on the chopping block, man.
Yeah,
it's I can still use a thing called Amazon or what was the thing that advertised on the Super Bowl? Temu. I'm sure Temu can send me DVDs.
Oh, I don't know how big they are in the DVDs.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they'll take over that market.
Yeah,
there's got to
be eventually they're going to stop producing them. Then you're hooked. You create the black market and you accelerate the value.
Right?
Can I still? Yeah, because you can still buy those rewritable CDs, right?
When's the last time you bought a spindle? I
was not suggesting you copy and sell yours. I was saying yours would go up in value and you could trade them.
I thought we were going to become like G's and we're going to open our own DVD business. And we're going to be spinning our movies, you know, old school Netflix style. Mm-hmm. Where we'll mail them to your house. Co is GVDs.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant title.
There might be some people that have issues with doing that.
I think the FBI puts a warning about it on everything.
I'll just like black out that part on our DVDs.
Is that a warning or a suggestion?
I don't know.
Do they still put out that commercial with the piracy commercial where it's like, would you do this?
I'm sure. It's
the one it's like
the one you're like watching you download a car or
something. Yeah. Download
if a car. I could.
And everyone's like, yes, I absolutely would if I could.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this announcement is going a little bit long. Sorry. Let's go watch that movie. The Saint. It's on Max. Let's go watch that movie. Let's go watch that trailer. End of line.
In a world where James can bond and Ethan can hunt, one man will attempt to show us that Simon can Templar. Starring Val Kilmer as Bruno Hartenfaust, Val Kilmer as Thomas Moore, and Val Kilmer as Rade Sherbeja as Ivan Tretiak. Believe in miracles. believe in the Saint.